Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
It's time for a Deep South legend that's been keeping it real here in Atlanta for over two decades. It's the Buck Belue Show, only on The Fan.
Time to keep it real on the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 as the rain falls in Metro Atlanta. Hopefully you don't have a tea time this morning. I think Finn's trying to get out on that golf course, and I would, too, if I was playing at TPC Sugarloaf all the time. DT, you're all alone today. Where's the road dog?
Oh, he's around here somewhere, I imagine.
Oh, okay. Well,
he shows up.
That is good news. We need all the help we can get around here. Hey, it's time for you to take the wheel. Final segment of the show today. You decide the content. It's brought to you by Infinity of Gwinnett. 404-231-1680 if you want to vote on that. It's presented by Infinity of Gwinnett. Empower the talk. Empower the drive. Of course, you can listen a lot of different ways. 680 AM, 93.7 FM. We are streaming at 680thefan.com. You can actually click and watch. And also get that Fan mobile app driven by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. Beaver Direct, the fastest and easiest way to shop online. Let them wow you. Up and coming, my neck of the woods. A lot to get to and a short time to get there. What do you say we get started?
Bucks. Big take.
Team USA lost, but baseball won. And we won in March, believe it or not. The WBC was awesome. Championship game was epic. Ending with a Shohei Ohtani Mike Trout showdown. Does it get any better than that? Well, I guess it would have been better if, say, Trout had gone deep. But who's to blame, right? There's always the blame game when your team loses. Trout and Goldschmidt went a combined 1-for-9 with 5 strikeouts and 7 runners left stranded last night. So if you feel like blaming those two superstars, then you go ahead and do that. How about Mookie Betts? That 4-6-3 ninth inning double play was a killer.
Ding, 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 ding.
Merrill Kelly was lousy getting the start last night for the USA team. Merrill Kelly, yeah. So you can take your pick there. And some of you are going to take some shots at Mark DeRosa, who watched his star-studded lineup strike out in the clutch, going 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position. So when they needed a hit, they didn't get one last night. But I tell you what, I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just going to give Japan credit. They deserve to win. It wasn't just about Ohtani, like the Fox crew was trying to make you believe. I mean, the way they were talking, it was like Ohtani versus Team USA. It was the American superstar lineup against Ohtani. That's the way they're portraying it after the game. But Murakami was huge. Okamoto stepped up big. Yoshida was balling. Takahashi did the job. It wasn't just Ohtani. They even did that in the trophy presentation. They sent the entire Japanese team up to the podium. And they just had Ohtani standing there with a commissioner around the pitcher's mound. And he was handling the trophies. It was as if he had won the whole thing by himself, which I didn't like that part of the deal. This was Japan's third WBC title, their first since 2009. And now, how about this? Japan's overall WBC record in all of these events, 30-8. Talk about impressive. Take a bow, Japan, and know this. We're coming after you in 2026. A motivated Mike Trout has already said he's coming back. And maybe, just maybe, our pitching staff will be legit, because the pitching staff, minus Wainwright, Lance Lynn, left a lot to be desired. Even the commissioner, that lousy bum, was chiming in on this. This time around, we didn't have a legitimate pitching staff, but maybe next time we will. However, I was entertained. What about you? WBC was awesome, man. I tell you what, I couldn't get enough of it. Watched every inning last night again.
You talked about the credit for Japan. Obviously, Yu Darvish and Shohei Ohtani are going to get a bunch of credit for the hold in the safe. But how about the rest of the staff that kept that stellar American lineup to one run over the first seven innings? That's the guys. Those are the guys that deserve all the credit to me.
Look, I'm going to come clean. I just wanted to throw some of those other names out there because I like talking about those Japanese guys.
And
there's something about throwing those names out there. This is a little bit of fun. I'm just going to go ahead and admit that. Okamoto. Ohtani. Won that thing by himself. And not an empty seat in the house again last night. This is the only event in baseball that I've ever seen where you see guys blowing on trumpets during a baseball game. Never seen that before. But it adds to the excitement. Let's talk a little Braves baseball early in the show.
For the latest on the Braves, it's time to go shopping.
We are 8 days from the season opening game. Wow, we're just around the corner from starting another baseball season. Braves with a long road trip today. They are traveling up to Lakeland. 105 start against the Tigers. I hit up Jonathan Chadwick on the way down to do the show today. Making some phone calls on the way down here, stuck in traffic. And I think J-Chad took a flight from Northport to Lakeland. Because that thing is, that's a long drive, brother. And Michael Soroka, slowed by that hamstring injury. It seemed like he pulled his hamstring the first day he showed up at Braves spring training. He left his car in the parking lot, pulled his hamstring as he walked into the complex. It seemed like that. And Soroka now finally getting around to his first spring appearance today in Lakeland. Can't wait to see how this one turns out. He has not pitched for the Atlanta Braves since 2020. So much adversity with the back-to-back Achilles injury. So we'll keep an eye on that one as Soroka gets the rock today. Trying to make it a long way back, as we'll see how that works out down in AAA as we start the season. And I'm worried about Ozzie Albies, man. I mean, we're already concerned about the shortstop position. In fact, I know the guys at the coffee shop were this morning. That's all they want to talk about. You know, last week it was the Georgia quarterback competition during spring practice. This week it's all about the Braves shortstop situation. And I'm telling them to relax. You got Vaughn Grissom and Braden Shoemake heading down to AAA. We'll talk about them a little later in the show, but worried about Ozzie Albies and the shoulder surgery that he has. I'm just a little bit concerned. He's not ready to go at second base when the season starts. So we're already concerned about shortstop. And now I'm a little bit concerned about Albies making throws, especially from behind second base, plays up the middle. Can he get that ball over to first base? Are we going to see Adrianza in there at second base to start the season? We're going to find out soon. 8 days until the season opener. I'm ready. How about you? And that's the WBC that got us ready. After seeing that, let's get some baseball going here in Major League Baseball. Looking forward to it. You can hear all the action all season long right here on The Fan, the official home of your Atlanta Braves. Lakeland today at 105. Hit my first professional home run in Lakeland in the Florida State League. Got a slider hung up over the middle part of the zone. Pull that thing to left center. I'll flew out of there, and boy, it was felt like I was gliding around the base pass there. What a great memory. I'll always cherish that one. And there's some talk about your Atlanta Braves as we get the show started. Road Dog's here. Don't worry about it. He's ready to get to work. Coming up on the other side, we're going to talk to Chris Mortensen. As we do each and every week, he's our 680 The Fan NFL insider. Looking forward to talking to Mort. Stick around for that. A lot more to come. It's the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
Thanks for hanging out with the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Man, what a great ending to the night last night. Well, we lost, but seeing Ohtani and Trout with the championship and the game on the line just doesn't get any better than that. Let's hear from DeRosa after the game, what he had to say about that showdown.
I was just thinking about all the people around the world watching the game. Like, this is, it never usually plays out like that. And I was just saying, I just wanted the leadoff hitter on. Jeff got, I mean, we couldn't ask. Jeff gets that, works that nasty walk, and then we have two of the best players in the game back-to-back going against Ohtani with Goldie behind him. I felt confident. I really did. So, but I was well aware. I was like, wow, the baseball world's going to win tonight regardless.
Yeah, that was fun to watch. Even though it didn't work out for us. And what a, if you're a baseball fan and you weren't digging that, then I'm just going to question whether you're a real baseball fan. I mean, seriously, it just doesn't get any better than that. So every week this time, we bring on Chris Mortensen, our ESPN NFL insider, and we're going to do it again this week.
The best NFL insider in the business is only on The Fan. This is ESPN's NFL insider, Chris Mortensen.
Mort, it is so awesome to have you on. So much to talk about. Gotta know, though, did you see Ohtani and Trout go at it at the end of the game last night?
Oh, absolutely. I really got into the World Baseball Championships. I think it's here to stay and even elevate as we go forward. And that was a great moment. I mean, I think in a way, probably the broadcast people, even though they had good people on it, I think they would have liked to enhance it and put it on their main network. But that was a moment that we'll all treasure. And I can't blame Mike Trout for striking out on that nasty slider to end the game.
Oh, yeah, that was filthy right there. That was so awesome. And
yeah, it was great.
All this action going on in the NFL, I tell you, this is a year-round deal with the National Football League these days. More, there's no days off for you, brother. And we continue to monitor all this free agent action and the movement going on, getting ready for the draft. And then yesterday down here in the Deep South, we were all about Cam Newton at that pro day at Auburn. You think he'll get any interest, Mort?
You know, I'm not going to rule it out. I mean, he's only been away from the game for a year, and people didn't think he was, you know, healthy, quite there. I think that it could pique some curiosity about maybe working him out privately, because obviously he's an unrestricted free agent. I haven't heard, but I'm anxious to get some feedback. Right now, pro scouts are kind of like, they're around there, and I'm not saying you obviously didn't see general managers there. There's not a high level of interest, but you know, you're sitting there, look at the quarterback depth charts and look at some of these teams. And I think the only thing that I've heard from a team or two in the past was they felt he had moved into the backup quarterback category, but then he has the presence and aura of a starting quarterback. In other words, physically backup quarterback. But if he's physically okay, Buck, I don't think we close the door on this yet. It's something that's certainly high on my list to check around on.
Yeah, best I can tell, all the NFL teams were represented with personnel guys on the scene. Just to take a look, I'm sure, at Tank Bigsby, the outstanding running back that Auburn has had. Plus, they've got an edge rusher that's making a little noise. But I guarantee you, when the personnel guys checked back in with the team, they were, hey, man, how did Cam look throwing it around? I'm sure they were asked that question.
Well, yeah, and they'll certainly have that discussion. It's a busy, busy week, as you know, for all the team scouts. And, yes, they're down there looking at those other Auburn players. I mean, they're getting ready for those guys. And Tank Bigsby, you know, made a really strong impression. That's why, you know, the running back class is like, you can get these guys throughout the draft and they can become premier guys. But, yeah, I think that they also will have a check on Cam. And he only threw about 30 passes, so somebody would want to kind of exhaust him a little bit more in a more private workout or a different setting. But, yeah, I mean, there'll be a curiosity factor, I think, from some teams. I'm not going to say a bunch of teams.
So, Mort, about this Lamar Jackson situation, we've been monitoring. Last year it was Deshaun Watson. I was peppering you with questions every week, and now it's Lamar Jackson a year later. Reportedly, he's got a representative not certified by the NFLPA contacting teams on his behalf. Mort, where are we with Lamar Jackson?
I haven't heard that a representative not certified contacting teams. I do know that he is not operating totally on an island, and he did not last year in his negotiation with the Ravens. You know, the NFL Players Association, which actually is the sole certified agent, and they kind of hand out licenses to the other ones, who are, you know, the representatives, contract advisors. So he hasn't operated on an island totally. And so I do know he has some, and he seeks advice, as does his mom. And they pretty much think it's pretty simple. They know the market. They don't think you have to have an agent. And I think for right now, teams are assessing what's going to happen in this draft. And they certainly are looking at their cap. Now, I did talk to a couple of teams in the past week about where they stood. And I'm talking about a high level at ownership levels and CEO levels. And there's been discussion internally. But they also have those discussions with their football people. There's concerns about the money, of the amount of money he wants guaranteed. There is some concerns, and I actually a higher level of concerns from the football people who now say he's missed games for 3 straight years. He misses a lot of practices, and that's true. He misses a lot of practices, and that bothers football people. So in a way, they may be looking for an excuse, but I say, let's get through these quarterback workouts and the draft process, because I know a team that's in need of a quarterback and picking in the top 10 who's sitting there saying, you know, they're waiting for the lengthier process of interviews, sit-downs, bringing a player in or going to a pro player school and spending a lot of time with them on the quarterback workouts before they sit there and say, okay, these guys, and I'm talking about everybody in this quarterback class for the draft, they're good, but we're not sold. Maybe we take a run at Lamar. But then you have to be convinced that your concerns about Lamar are not enough to obstruct you from at least putting an offer sheet down.
What kind of percentage would you put on Lamar leaving Baltimore? 20%, 10%?
I'm going to put a 2%,
1%. 2%, wow, okay. Quit making such a big deal of it.
Well, I think, listen, it's because that's still bigger than nothing. And
right.
Bottom line, they need a quarterback. I mean, they really do. So I think the Ravens believe that the market is going to allow for a contract. And I think last year he wanted a fully guaranteed deal like Deshaun Watson. This year, my understanding is it is more like just a lot more guaranteed money, but it doesn't have to be fully guaranteed. In essence, it would be with the amount of guaranteed money he's looking for in that $200 million range. And that's full guarantees. That's not guaranteed, just a guarantee, injury guarantee. It's guaranteed for everything.
Yeah, I'm looking for one of those deals too, Mort. One of those fully guaranteed deals.
He's standing right there, ready to write you a check.
So what are you hearing about the top of the draft as we get ready for these quarterbacks to go? What are you hearing as you bounce around the league there? Is Anthony Richardson in the mix for a top 10 pick?
Yes, Buck, he is. You know, and when I say that because some teams are sitting there saying, there's some real positives, not just the athletic ability, but there's some real positives. But the concerns are, we've talked about it. You only get 13 starts in college and limited amount of passing attempts. You need repetitions to get ready to play. How do you get repetitions in the NFL? I've said it before. Anybody who takes Anthony Richardson better go ahead and budget for 8 to 10 to 12 starts in his rookie year. And if that happens, you're looking at the possibility of having the number one pick in next year's draft when a guy like Caleb Williams from USC or Drake May from North Carolina may be available. But there is a chance, Buck, to go back to the original question that Anthony Richardson has taken. I think that there's a feeling that if you're in need of a quarterback and he shows you enough and you need more information, you may commit to playing him more frequently in year one.
Mort, what about the pro day? Has it been downgraded because of Jalen Carter, his pro day that went down recently, a little out of shape, put on some weight since they saw him at the combine? What kind of impact is that going to have on where he goes?
I think that he's still going to be a top five, top 10 pick. I mean, based off what I'm hearing. Listen, teams made these mistakes like with Orlando Brown Jr., the draft, and they dropped in the draft, and then it turns out the teams regret not taking them. And, you know, the character issue for Jalen, that certainly is still being vetted, though most of it appears to be known. But too good of a talent, and ultimately, if you're that type of a talent, you're going to get taken. And if he slides, then that means they have found out something much darker than anything we know.
More great stuff. We appreciate you, and look forward to talking to you again next week, brother. Thanks so much.
Yeah, have more information next week, too, Buck. Thanks a lot.
You're working hard. Chris Mortensen, ESPN's NFL Insider. Every week here on the Buck Belue Show, he joined us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker Line.
And he gave us a week-long tease, Buzz. Tune in next week. He's going to have even more. I love that.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Well, a great insight into the Jalen Carter situation. Let's get to the top five today.
The best in college football and the NFL.
Five, four, three, two, one.
It's time for Buck Belue's Top 5, presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
Now, hi, Buck. We will start with the NFL draft. And of course, we have to talk about the quarterbacks. We know about a couple of these quarterbacks, Buck, but when we talk about Will Levis and Hendon Hooker, some question marks. Read the tea leaves for us, Buck. Tell us a little bit more about Will Levis and Hendon Hooker as we look forward to the next month's draft.
Well, Levis looks like he's falling. He's in a free fall here. No, they, you know, everybody's talking
about... You called
about
that last year, all year, basically, by the way.
Well, it's because of the turnovers, the rash of turnovers, that he was putting the ball in harm's way. That's one of the worst things you can do as a quarterback. So, I don't know. I think it's a lot to do with Anthony Richardson's now getting a lot of attention, and people have stopped talking about Will Levis. He appears to be in a free fall, but I don't think he gets past the Buccaneers at 19. I'd be surprised if he fell further than 19 with the Buccaneers there. As far as Hendon Hooker goes, man, I saw where Daniel Jeremiah 3.0, his mock draft, he's got Hooker going 23 to the Minneapolis Vikings.
Oh, yeah, that's higher than we had seen projected, right?
Yeah, so I was a little surprised to see that. But look, there are a lot of quarterback-hungry teams out there. And that's the reason why you would see a Levis going in the top 15 or the Hendon Hooker going in the first round.
And you could see, it's because when they're drafting that first round, Buck, you get that fifth-year option, another year of control. So you could definitely see some guys, some teams, I should say, moving into the back half or the back part of that first round to grab their quarterback. So we move on, Buck. To awesome golf. Very exciting. The World Golf Championship, the match play starting today. This might confuse some folks, Buck, so drop some knowledge on the PGA Tour's match play event.
All right, it's the seventh and final year at Austin Country Club. It's been a good host.
I didn't realize it's been
a really nice host. Par 71, from the tip, 7,100 yards. You got the Tiff Eagle Bermuda greens rolling at 12 on the stimp meter. You got the top 64 players in the world golf rankings. You advance to the finals, and you play what they're calling a grueling 7 rounds of golf in 5 days. I would call that awesome.
That'll wear you out, Buck. Yeah.
Scheffler, the favorite. He won last year. He was the runner-up the year before that. Beware of Homa.
Oh, yeah, Max. Oh, yeah.
Beware of Homa.
Oh, Homer.
And Cantlay.
Okay, yeah, good match play players, for sure. We'll keep an eye on that. Always fun to watch that and think about the Ryder Cup when we get the match play. It's fun to
have.
Is that
enough knowledge for you?
You dropped the whole tournament on us right there. I love it, Buck. Looking forward to it. All right. Now we move to college basketball. Buck, I want you to reveal the name of the toughest dude in the dance. I heard you got some insight on this. Who's the baddest man left in March Madness?
The baddest man.
The toughest dude, Buck. Let me guess. Does he play for Tennessee? Because you were talking about how tough they were the other day.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Volunteers. Euros Plavsic is his name.
They brought it against Duke, man.
Dude, this guy's old school. He's 7'1", 265, an intimidator from Serbia, averages 5 points and 3 rebounds. But 4 hard fouls per game. I'm going to say Euros Plavsic, an old school guy if there's ever been one.
Tough dude from Serbia. All right. Yeah, we'll steer clear him. All right, Buck, we've enjoyed this World Baseball Classic. We've seen great atmospheres there. But
yeah,
what's
trumpets blowing up in the stands.
Yeah, right? It's so much fun. I really enjoyed it. So, Buck, I got to ask you, what's the craziest sporting event that you've ever attended?
Gosh, I'm going to say professional sumo wrestling in downtown Tokyo, Japan.
No kidding.
Now, that's a long way from Valdosta,
yes,
brother.
Yes, it is.
When did you do that? Played in a, there was a time that they had an annual college football all-star game that was in Tokyo, Japan.
Wow.
And one of the events that they entertained us with during the week in Tokyo was going to a professional sumo wrestling event.
That sounds awesome.
And we were sitting out in the audience, and we were being, these Japanese folks, they had no idea who we were. They just know that, I'm walking in there with some huge dude. They're saying, who are these huge Americans in here is what they were thinking. But I'm going to tell you, man, they were drinking that sake like it was going out of style.
That's a party, I guess.
There were some dudes in there that were hammered. I'm not talking about our players. I'm talking about the Japanese fans. So that was the craziest atmosphere I've ever found myself in. Sumo professional wrestling in Japan, and those fans over there were knocking back that sake. I heard the locker room show talking about the sake.
They had to fill Hudson Mason in on what sake was exactly. He had never heard of it. I'd never partaken.
Yeah, but those fans over there, man, they were knocking it back.
That sounds like a blast. What were you, like 20 years old, something like that, hanging out in Tokyo? That's awesome.
Yeah, it was unforgettable.
Good times. All right, Buck, finish out the top five. Speaking of, we had a silly moment on the locker room earlier. Any regrets this week, Buck? Have you had a one shining moment?
A one shining moment, huh?
You know, Buck's,
now
Buck's
you're,
one shining
now
moment.
Now you're going with that, too, huh?
That's what it says here.
I think it was maybe yesterday I said that I would take Dansby Swanson. I would have taken Dansby out of all those other free agent shortstops that were on the market. And let me be real here. Let me say that again. All right, let me alter that just a little bit.
It was a pretty good class.
I would have taken Dansby Swanson over all those other free agent shortstops with the exception of Trey Turner.
Okay, yeah.
So I'd like to correct
that. It's hard to argue against that.
Yeah, that was the only regret I've had so far
this America,
week.
I might even give him a quick bit of applause when we see him coming into Truist Park, but only for the first at bat, because after that he's getting booed hard.
Bucks Top 5 on 680 The Fan, Atlanta's sports station.
Yeah, I had a guy on Twitter really getting on me about that one. Said he had to turn the channel when he heard me say that. But really, it was more of a compliment toward Dansby Swanson as far as the intangibles go. The way he shows up and outworks everybody. The way he shows up ready to win baseball games every single day. The way he shows up and is a leader, clutch. All those intangibles that play in that we don't talk about enough. So it was more of complimenting Dansby than it was tearing down anybody else. Trey Turner, spectacular in the World Baseball Classic with 5 home runs that he had. Wish he'd had a couple more last night. He did go deep and put on a really, really good show for the audience out there. Michael Snaz was his name. He said, but Baloo, you said you like Dansby over all the other shortstops on the market. Love the show, but not that take. Even tuned into the extra show on YouTube, whatever that, I'm not really getting that part of it, but he had to do something else. Yeah, I suppose so. Which I think we're scheduled to do today after the show. Extra innings around 11:30, 12 o'clock, live on our 680 The Fan YouTube channel. Let's get to the roundtable.
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs. And it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Baloo.
25-20, far sideline, 15-10, 5, get in there, touchdown!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ballgame. Georgia will win this ballgame.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Georgia Bulldogs going through a spring football practice, and Road Dog, did you see this? They had a surprise guest show up to watch practice. Former Georgia Tech coach Jeff Collins on the scene, checking out the Bulldogs practice. Road Dog, what'd you think of that? Did you do a double take on that one?
Yeah, it did take me by surprise. I didn't mind it. I mean, heck, Kirby could have probably invited him to the practices while he was the head coach of Georgia Tech, and it probably wouldn't have mattered.
He probably noticed that before practice, they didn't have the bench press out on the field doing bench presses before practice started. But I wanted to touch on the quarterback competition going on this spring. Carson Beck running with the ones, Vandergriff running with the twos, but he's sharing some of those first-team reps. And then you got Gunnar Stockton in the mix, running that third-team offense. Now, in individual drills during practice, you'll see all three of those rotating through. But during the team reps, Beck's getting number one reps, and Vandergriff's getting a few of those. And that's typical. That's the way it goes. Even during spring football practice. To me, it's going to be a little tough to fully evaluate these three quarterbacks. Because Kirby's smart, the quarterbacks aren't getting hit during the spring. Even at G-Day, as a matter of fact, you won't see the quarterbacks getting hit, which changes the way you play the game completely. When you get those guys like Nolan Smith and Jalen Carter bearing down on you and lighting your butt up during practice and the scrimmages, that changes everything completely. So it's going to be a little bit tough for Kirby and Mike Bobo to fully evaluate where these quarterbacks are. But as far as Carson Beck goes, he is, and we've talked about it many times on this show, he is a in-the-pocket passer. Now, look, he can flush out of there and avoid some of that and throw on the run. But he's a pocket passer is what Carson Beck is. And I would think that the most important thing for him to do during spring football practice is to make smart decisions every day they step on the football field. Smart decisions with the football. There's no reason to be forcing the ball into tight spots and coverage In fact, that's the worst thing he could do during spring football practice. Hey, if it's a tight window, don't try to fit it in there. Check that ball down. And I think that's how he's going to win the job. They know he can make all the throws. They know he's got the biggest arm in camp. Can he make smart decisions consistently? And that's the point he needs to drive home during spring football practice. And he needs to lead, be a good leader. I think those two things are the most important aspects for Carson Beck during spring football practice. If he can show that he can consistently make good decisions with where he's throwing the football, and if he can show them that he's doing a good job leading the offense, taking charge of the offense, helping lead the football team, those are the two things that can help Beck win the job. Now, as far as Brock Vandergriff goes, he's got a different skill set than Beck does. And I'm sure Bobo knows this. Mike Bobo probably wanted to see what he can do with his mobility. So I'm sure Bobo's going to alternate as far as the plays they call for Beck. It's going to be different for what they call when Brock Vandergriff is in there getting reps in this team, in the team periods, because you want to see what he can do with that mobility, how effective he is outside the pocket with his decision-making, throwing the ball around, how accurate he can be both in and outside the pocket, different skill set, different play calls when it comes to Brock Vandergriff. The evaluation, protecting the football is going to be big for him too. And I think that's one of the things as a young quarterback, he's he's focused on that to try to get that cleaned up. Some of the scrimmages I've seen before, he's put the ball in harm's way. No reason to do that during spring football. Gunnar Stockton, it's just time for him to go out there and earn it. And you earn it by showing up every day, making improvement, showing that you're learning and polishing up your skill set and getting more and more comfortable. So there are some thoughts on the Georgia spring quarterback competition. Coming up on the other side, we'll finish it up with the final segment of this short show as we see what the listener wants to talk about. It's the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.
Fan, hopefully your day's off to a great start. Appreciate you hanging out Monday through Friday, 10 to 11. If you miss it, get that Buck Belue Show podcast at thepodcastpark.com, 680thefan.com, so you can listen basically anytime you can listen to the show. As far as the podcasts go, we got a number of great podcasts here at the station. Mine is Buck's Beat, and right now, episode 83, a Georgia quarterback competition deep dive with David Green. And working on dropping one this week with the Atlanta Braves as we get ready for the season opening game. So keep an eye out on that one. The Podcast Park, brought to you by the Associated Credit Union. And so this is the Infinity of Gwinnett Drive, the content segment. All right, let me find out what you guys wanted to hear me talk about here today in the final segment.
The Dirty Birds are in our
the Falcons.
And guys like Buck know what's happening in the huddle. Let's dive into Falcons football.
Give them what they want, Buck. That's what they want.
Yeah, so more Falcons talk. Okay, I'm good with that. I tell you, I was really intrigued by the news that came down yesterday that Eddie Goldman out of Florida State. Falcons signed him last season. And he decided, you know what, I think I'm going to retire at 29. And that's what he did. He retired. Left us really thin on the defensive line. This dude's got a big body, 6'3".
About to say, nothing thin about this guy.
No, I hadn't weighed him in, but I'm thinking after a big breakfast, he's around 340 pounds. And he's a guy that would be a rotational guy and would help legitimize this defensive line for the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, you got big Grady Jarrett. Big timer. They brought in this cat from New Orleans and the Saints, David Onyemata. Hopefully he's going to ball for us. So those two guys look like the starters.
Yeah, do the Falcons almost have a legitimate defensive line now, Buck?
When you compare it to what they had last year, this is light years better than what they had a year ago. So Big Grady, Onyemata, those are the two starters on the interior defensive line. They've got another guy. He's going by the name Timmy Horn. Look, I want my defensive lineman for my Falcons to sound a little tougher than that. I'm just going to call him Tim Horn. Timmy doesn't sound like an NFL defensive tackle that you want on your team. So I'm going to go Tim Horn. Not Tin Horn, but Tim Horn. Eddie Goldman now back in the mix. Hopefully he doesn't retire again. You got Taquan Graham. Hopefully we can get something out of him, too. So this defensive line looking much better than it did last season. I want to thank Terry Fontenot for that. But look, Terry, no time to pat yourself on the back because we got to get this draft right to avoid another losing season. So there's your Falcons talk today. Let's get to the final word.
Time for the final word. Brought to you by Howard Brothers, keeping Georgia green since 1955.
Check me out on Twitter at BuckBlue8. A lot of people talking about the move the Braves made yesterday with Vaughn Grissom and Braden Shoemake being sent down to AAA Gwinnett. And Chad Dooley chiming in saying we're probably trading for a shortstop, my best guess. He says, what about Andres Jimenez with the Indians? One of the things he said there. Dirt Dog says, AA truly manages the roster as if the players were assets, currency. So it's probably about player control there, controlling those players a little longer. Got Snaz saying, sacrificing games in 23 for long-term control. Hope those games don't cost us in a tight division race. I would say to Vaughn Grissom and Braden Shoemake, number one, down at AAA Gwinnett, keep a good attitude is going to be critical. Number two, get back to work, polishing up your skill set. And number three, get off to a good start this season and keep pushing. Speaking of AA, he's coming up with Nick and Chris. They're up next. Thanks for hanging out with me on the Buck Belue Show today here on The Fan. Yoshida, Takahashi, Okamoto, Murakami.
Okay, thanks a lot, Buck.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right, which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart. There needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.